This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Thank you for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. 844-236-6010. If you have questions about anything we're speaking about here today, or health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself and get on a good nutritional supplement program, get on the longevity supplements to wean yourself off, we can help you. 844-236-6010. And speaking of longevity products, they're all available at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And you can also click on the Join Team link to sign up if you want to start a home-based business. Now's an awesome time to start a home-based business. I heard another lockdown is on the way. A home-based business didn't affect people who had lockdowns as much. Everybody's affected. But if you're working out of the home, not only, and you know what, that's just not just for today or not just for in terms of what's going on in this period in time. In the future, we will all be working out of the home more and more. I remember I had a pharmacy school professor back in the 1980s who predicted some of the things that were that are happening today. He said you'd be getting drugs from vending machines. He said pharmacists were going to be all doing other jobs because it wouldn't need pharmacists anymore, because the doctors would be, you just get a script put onto a card and go through a vending machine, and it's pretty much close to happening. Anyway, 844-236-6010 is our number today, and 866-735-2470 is the number for the Brightside Ben phone team if you have questions about longevity products or you want to purchase any longevity products. We will get your calls in our second segment. Dean Finelli, Dr. Dean Finelli, is going to be with us. He has a PhD in organic chemistry, and he works in the intellectual property department of Seyfarth Shaw LLP. In Washington, D.C. He's an intellectual property guy. We're going to talk about vaccines. I don't know if you heard about this new vaccine that's coming out. This is kind of interesting, this new one. I'll let Dean talk about it, the Moderna one that you're going to be hearing about. It used to be it took a long time to get vaccines, or traditionally it takes a long time to make a vaccine, but this one got rushed out because it uses a new technology. We'll talk about that at the bottom of the hour with Dean Finelli, Dr. Dean Finelli, and we'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. So we've been talking about fats, the idea of the distinction between fats and water, between fat-soluble ingredients and water-soluble ingredients. Fat-soluble ingredients are like blobs of energy. Water-soluble ingredients are like an arrow of energy. That's kind of a good metaphor. An arrow is pointed in one direction. That pointing is in chemistry, they call that a polarity or a pull. polarity comes from pull. And because it's pointing in a direction, it has a pull, it interacts with water in a way that's different than a blob. A blob doesn't interact with water. A blob is a blob. There's no room for the water to get in. That's why oil kind of clumps up when you put it in water. There's no, from a molecular level, actually even a quantum level, there's no room for the water to get in. The reason why water is so amazing is it can sneak in into the areas of most molecules, but it doesn't do, of polar molecules, we'll say. It can sneak in. There's like spaces. Because of this pull, when you have a pull, you got spaces. A pull creates more stuff in one area than in another, and in the other you got spaces, and the water can fit in. That's kind of a layman's version of really some very technical stuff. In any case, the fats are blobby and the waters are polar. Now there's a certain class of fats that are kind of sort of a little bit polar. And that gives them some really interesting properties. There's a kind of fat that is still a blob. It's still blobby. By the way, the blob is called an electron cloud. It's called an electricity blob, a blob of electricity. If you're a chemist, you can say electron cloud. So this blob of electricity is kind of sort of pulling a little bit in one direction. That kind of fat, that kind of lipid, if you will, or fat, we'll say, is called a fatty acid. And these fatty acids are very interesting. They've got interesting properties. And there's two of these fatty acids, these blobby things that have a little bit of a pull, that are so important yet that you get into big trouble if you don't have them in your diet. They only come from food. Your body can't make these two polar fats, somewhat polar fats, we'll say. They're not really polar. These essential fats. And of course, we call them omega-6 and omega-3s. Technically speaking, alpha-linolenic and alpha-linoleic and alpha-linolenic acid, omega-6 and omega-3. And they have very interesting properties, especially when it comes to biochemistry. Well, they have two really standout properties. Number one is because they have a little bit of water solubility, they make perfect membranes, or they make perfect components of membranes. They can be fit into membranes because membranes have a job of separating things out, separating water and fat, water from water. And a fat is perfect, but they have a little bit of water solubility, so they're perfect for membranes because you got to have a little bit, just a touch of water solubility gives it interesting characteristics, structural characteristics. That makes them really important for cell membranes. And by the way, if you don't have enough EFAs, your hormones aren't going to work properly. So if you're one of those ladies or guys even who are taking hormone replacement therapy, but you're missing your EFAs, your hormones aren't going to work as effectively. Not only will your natural hormones not work as effectively, but the drug hormones you're taking, the HRT won't be working as effectively. And that's why a lot of people get hormone benefits when they take essential fatty acids. They make your hormones work better. In fact, there are some people who even believe that essential fatty acids act like a hormone in effect. There's literature that talks about them acting like estrogen. And if I was a woman, before I got on toxic estrogen, I would be making sure I was getting my EFAs, my ultimate EFAs. When EFAs, when cells don't have EFAs in them, they become a little bit unstable. They're not as healthy. Not only do they not react with the hormones as well, but they're not as healthy, especially skin cells. If you have an EFA deficiency, it could very easily show up as skin sensitivity. Last week we talked about, I meant to talk about it, how essential fatty acids can protect you against the niacin flush. The niacin flush is an example of an instability in the skin cells and skin, a hyperactivity. Particularly of the, not the skin cells, but the nerve cells in the skin. The skin's got a lot of neurology in it. This is one of the reasons why you'll put something on your skin, you'll wash your face with certain skin, you'll get a neurological reaction. Or you'll get a vasodilation. In fact, vasodilation, blood vessels expanding, is a classic sign of a skin sensitivity. And that can also be due to a deficiency in essential fatty acids in the circulatory system, in circulatory vessels. So long story short, if you can't use certain products because you have sensitive skin, if you can't use retinol because you have sensitive skin, if you get the niacin flush, if you have rosacea for that matter, or if you have any skin health issue, including eczema and psoriasis, essential fatty acids are a must-have. If you take essential fatty acids out of the diet, laboratory animals exhibit skin problems.
Essential fatty acids also affect the inflammation system, the anti-inflammatory system, partially because of the neurology, but also because they're involved in the health of immune cells. All right, 844-236-6010. Are you getting the idea that essential fatty acids, omega-6s and omega-3s, are important? I hope you are, because they are super important. All right, 844-236-6010. We'll be back on The Bright Side right after this.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're We're back on the bright side. I'm pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Just got this note from our Truth Treatments website, and we get these reviews. I was saying truthreviewed.com, by the way, truthreviewed.com. This is kind of interesting. Just came in. Thought I'd share it here. So Michaela says 5 stars. We get so many of these 5-star reviews. Then she says, I haven't seen too much of a change besides the clarity of my skin. It feels wonderful and doesn't leave a greasy residue. So here's the thing. When she says she hasn't seen much of a change besides the clarity of her skin, it's kind of interesting because that's a change. And when you see a change in your skin, that's how you know a skin product works. You want to see changes, but not just changes, positive changes. You want to see clarity. You want to see health. You want to see vigor. You want to see color, perfusion. You want to see blood. You want to see that rosy, healthy, glowing look to the skin. And you want to see clarity. And you want to see thickness, and you want to see lack of wrinkles, but you want to see changes. If your changes are just clarity and your changes are, we say in the business, rubefacients, which is perfusion, glowingness to the skin, you've seen changes. And those are beneficial changes. Those are changes that are going to anti-age the skin. And that's what you want to see in a skincare product. You want to see changes. The skin's very, very responsive when it's treated correctly. It's very responsive when it's treated correctly. Now, nobody should have sensitive skin. Nobody should ever have sensitive skin. Human skin is designed to be robust and resilient. It's designed to be a barrier. It's designed to protect us. So nobody should have sensitive skin. Just like nobody should have dry skin. If you have a skin problem that you think is cosmetic, it's not cosmetic. If you think it's superficial, it's not superficial. If you think it's just your appearance and you're not being vain by taking care of it, no. It's a health issue. Hyperpigmentation means you're on the road towards accelerated aging, dark spots, that is. Dry skin means you're on the road towards excessive inflammation and hormonal problems and a bad menopause and a bad andropause and weight gain and even cancer and heart disease. Even the most horrible diseases can be... follow seemingly superficial symptoms. You have a biochemical problem if you have sensitive skin. And one of the first places to look is in the fatty system of the body. We always talk about the digestive system. Well, when we talk about the digestive system, in large part, the most problematic things are the fatty things, not the watery things. The fatty things are the ones that are not absorbed, for one thing, if you have gallbladder problem or liver problem. And number two, the fatty things... The fatty substances are unstable. They're more prone towards oxidation. They are prone towards oxidation. Those are the things that you have to worry about oxidizing. And oxidizing, of course, is part of aging. So, long story short, focus on your fats. By the way, EMFs, electromagnetic frequencies, they affect the fats. Remember, the fats are blobs of electricity. They're perfect places for they're ready for disruption. They're perfect places for an EMF to disrupt, and that's why EMFs disrupt membranes. EMFs are notorious for disrupting membranes. Cell phone EMFs, all the 5G. You're not supposed to say that. You know, there's a ban on that. Those two digits or those two symbols, that letter and that number, 5G. Whatever. All that is a frequency, and it's a frequency that can be very harmful to membranes. Oh, interestingly, which we've talked about here before, one of the ways the body responds, or the cells respond to EMFs, is by making viruses. How do you like that? You hear that on the news? Not just any virus, they'll make a coronavirus. A cell will make a coronavirus. A cell will make a coronavirus in response to EMF radiation. EMF radiation destroys or disturbs DNA, creates mutations. Protection against EMF radiation is by protecting fats. How do you protect fats? Vitamin E, antioxidants, selenium. Selenium and vitamin E and alpha-lipoic acid together. So selenium, vitamin E, alpha-lipoic acid, and vitamin C together are a perfect quartet, antioxidant quartet for protecting cell membranes. Antioxidants work, by the way, by scavenging.
scavenging sparks of electrical energy. When an electric, when that electron cloud is hit by something like an EMF, it sparks. It sends off sparks as it's disturbed. Those sparks are vacuum cleaned up, are hoovered up by what we call antioxidants. Antioxidants are like vacuum cleaners for sparks of electrical energy. So whenever you're taking your fats, you always want to make sure you're taking your antioxidants. In nature, they're together. In nature, fats are always protected. It's only when we process those fats that they become unstable. Nature has, you know, nature's brilliant. So it has bioflavonoids and various phytosubstances, phytochemical substances, vitamin E, etc., to protect the fats. The problem is when we process those fats. This is why you hear not to use vegetable oil, because vegetable oil is those oils that were in the grain or the bean or the seed or whatever, but it's been extracted. Now, if it's extracted in a cold fashion, in a very careful fashion, you can protect it. But you're still going to get something. You're going to still get some sparks. Make sure you're taking your vitamin E and your alpha lipoic acid and your selenium and your mighty 90 essential nutrients and eating your veggies and doing everything correctly. And, by the way, veggies, while they may look watery, actually contain very small, sometimes more than small, like avocados that contain a lot of fat, but there's fat in kale. There's fat in spinach. There's even fat in cucumbers and celeries. These fatty substances, you know, can't really tell if they're fatty, but these fatty substances are actually where incredible nutrition comes in, especially incredible skin nutrition, and these fatty substances are very protective for the skin against damage and against sensitivity. But as we get older, we don't extract these fatty substances from our tomatoes and our broccoli and our kale and our spinach. That's why it's so important to use extraction techniques like steam and butter. Steam and butter are two of the finest extraction techniques you could ever use for getting all the good stuff out of your broccoli. Steaming your broccoli is the way to go. Steaming your cauliflower, steaming your vegetables in general. And if you're not going to steam your cucumbers, I don't know, I've never had steamed cucumbers, but if you want your vegetables nice and crunchy, mix some oil with that veggie, that nice and crunchy veggie. I know, vegetable oil this, vegetable oil that. Mix some high quality, stable, fresh oil. I like Udo's Blend because it's a nutritional oil. So mix a nutritional oil in with them. And make sure you take your vitamin E and your selenium and your alpha lipoic acid. It's worth the little bit of oxidized, in my opinion, FYI, this is just my opinion, it's worth it to be able to extract those nutrients. And it turns out there's actually chemical reactions that occur between things like olive oil and veggies that some people believe may be behind the Mediterranean diet, the unbelievable success of the Mediterranean diet, and the fact that there are these islands off the coast of Greece in the Mediterranean where people live to be 100 years old, 120 years old, like we all should be, and they're dancing and playing chess and, you know, doing their business when they're 100 years old in the village. Google Sardinia and centenarians. All right. 844-236-6010. Actually, you know what? We got a guest coming up bottom of the hour. Dean L. Finelli, Dr. Dean Finelli from Safe Shaw LLP, is going to talk to us about vaccines. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical Depression Marco, no longer much of a problem, but mandatory evacuations have begun in parts of Texas because of the approach of Hurricane Laura, which could be a very strong hurricane when it does arrive on the Gulf Coast, probably sometime tomorrow. Jefferson County Judge Jeff Barnick says residents in that part of Texas won't exactly be jailed if they don't follow orders to evacuate, but
they just need to know that when winds are at 120 miles an hour, we're not going to be in a position to go out and assist them if they need saving.
It's day two of the Republican National Convention. First Lady Melania Trump will speak from the newly renovated White House Rose Garden, and President Trump's expected to speak sometime during the broadcast tonight as well. And this is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Dozens of COVID-19 cases across at least seven states have now been linked to people who attended the Sturgis motorcycle rally. Health officials in South Dakota say 40 people who attended the rally have tested positive for the virus, including three residents of North Dakota, Washington, and Minnesota. Cases tied to the rally have also been confirmed in Wyoming, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. Some new travel restrictions from the CDC, as we hear from U.S. USA Radio's John Hunt.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention dropped its recommendations for travelers to quarantine for 14 days upon returning from trips overseas or out of state during the coronavirus pandemic. The CDC updated its guidelines on its website. Though the two-week recommendation was changed, the federal agency did caution travelers that they can still contract the novel coronavirus while traveling. The CDC continues to recommend travelers wear masks indoors, wash hands, maintain social distancing guidelines, and monitor themselves for symptoms of COVID-19. They also state that traveling does increase your risk of contacting and spreading the virus, noting that staying home is the best protection from COVID-19 for yourself and others. If you must travel, the Federal Health Agency recommends travelers to check the recommendations on government websites for their destination, as well as any places they will be passing through during their trip.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com. We have 9 years of archived information, plus videos and news stories and blog posts and lots of good health stuff on CriticalHealthNews.com, PharmacistBen.com, and BrightsideBen.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy, formulated for wound healing and post-surgical scarring and burns. now available as health and beauty products at truthtreatments.com. Healing is beauty. Health is beauty. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. Check out our over 800 five-star reviews at truthreviewed.com. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest. Dr. Dean Finelli is a PhD in organic chemistry and also has a law degree, and he studies intellectual properties, and he is an expert on vaccines. I'm very much looking forward to hearing what Dr. Finelli has to say about the new vaccine and the new vaccine technology. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Dean Finelli. Hey, Dr. Dean.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being on. So anybody who's got a PhD in organic chemistry gets my attention. I became a lover of the molecule in pharmacy school when we took organic. And so I can assume that you are one as well, a lover of the molecule. And what was your, just real quick, what was your thesis in organic chemistry?
It was all asymmetric synthesis of amino acid containing antibiotics.
Uh-huh. So you were always into the pharmaceutical side of things?
Pharmaceutical side and basically making antibiotics that are active against viruses and bacteria of gram-positive bacteria, very serious bacteria that people staph infections that people often get when they're in the hospital.
Like antibiotic resistance things?
Yeah, like MRSA, exactly. Yeah.
Gotcha. And they said viruses, antibiotics against viruses?
Well, not against viruses per se, but more against bacteria and microbes.
Gotcha. Okay, so first of all, we're going to talk about vaccines and vaccinations. So first of all, it sounds like you're the perfect guy to talk to about just what are the basics of vaccination. We hear this term all the time, but probably people don't know exactly what's happening or how they work. The standard vaccine, what's the theory and what's the concept?
Yeah, so all vaccines typically work the same way. And basically what you're doing is you're trying to prime the immune system to recognize and ideally attack a pathogen that the body would come in contact to in the future. So pretty much, the theory behind vaccines is very straightforward, and we know it, how to do it. But obviously, in different vaccines, injecting it in the body, we need to see, of course, safety and, most importantly, efficacy.
Yeah, it's not that easy, because if it were that easy, you could just make a vaccine and you'd be done with the disease. But that doesn't really happen. There's always people who get the illnesses. There's people who get other illnesses. They have to put other toxins in the vaccines, like adjuvants, correct?
That's absolutely correct. Preservative, adjuvants typically like aluminum, and the adjuvants act to sort of like a catalyst to boost the immune system and help the vaccine work a little more efficiently.
Do you see a problem there with the adjuvants?
A lot of the, you may have heard there's cancer vaccines and hepatitis vaccines, and some of the newer vaccines, they're using more state-of-the-art type adjuvants, but the standard adjuvants, for example, that are in vaccines that we give children, for example, or pets, those are aluminum-based, and they've been around for, 50, 75 years, a long time. So if, depending on the type of adjuvant you're using, if you're using like an aluminum adjuvant, I think they're pretty safe. Some of the newer adjuvants, certainly they have to be tested similarly to the vaccine itself.
Squalane, have you heard of that one?
Yes, yep.
What's your take on that?
I think that's, it's a relatively safe compound. It's a known compound, and, I think that one's pretty safe, in my opinion. It doesn't have the history that the aluminum have, but certainly that's one that's been around for some time.
Generally speaking, what is this, if you can come up with a number, generally speaking, what is the success rate for vaccines?
So it varies. So when we think about our standard annual flu, we're talking in the 40 to 60% success rate because, it mutates every year. We get a new one, and scientists, when they design it, they're trying to look for, statistically, what's the most likely virus, that influenza virus that would occur. But the more traditional vaccines, like your measles vaccine, your polio vaccine, measles, for example, you're talking over 95, 98% effectiveness. So they're very effective. And, for example, for measles, we need it to be that because it's such a highly contagious disease.
Now, what accounts for some vaccines being more successful than others? Why is measles so successful? Influenza, the mutation, I understand that. But what are some of the distinguishing characteristics of a vaccine that's super successful versus one that's not?
Well, it's you know, the testing that goes into it, how it's done. And like I said, most of these vaccines, you know, the theory behind them is pretty standard. So, for example, when we look at a polio vaccine, they're very well known. It's been around for a long time. That's an inactivated pathogen, an inactivated version of the polio. Measles is a weakened version. So that's really where the testing goes. You know, do we use an inactivated or a killed version of it, which, you know, you need for people, for example, that are, you know, HIV positive or have AIDS. They can't, their immune systems are compromised, so they need to have that dead virus in the vaccine, whereas a weakened measles vaccine, there, you know, it's, you couldn't give, you really don't want to give that to someone with a compromised immune system. So it's not so much that, you know, they're so different or there's the, you know, magic formula. It's just the magic, making it and managing to do the testing to make sure it works.
Okay, so in your opinion, given that we have an immune system, how urgent is the need to vaccinate?
I say it's extremely urgent. You know, when we're talking about traditional vaccines like measles, we've seen outbreaks over the last couple years in communities that have particularly people that are, you know, the anti-vaxxers that don't want to do it. Then once you get someone in there, for example, vaccinated, can spread very quickly. Measles is highly contagious. So when we're talking about these very serious diseases that are highly contagious, I think it's critical that we vaccinate. And when we're talking about in the coronavirus situation, there it's critical because, you know, we already saw there's 175,000 people dead, and, you know, that number's unfortunately continuing to rise. So to get back to normal, we're going to need a vaccine. So I think, you know, vaccines are very safe. They've been around for a long time. They've been tested. You know, the coronavirus vaccine candidates are being tested as well. So in my opinion, it's critical that people generally get vaccinated, and when the vaccine for the coronavirus becomes available, that they get vaccinated for that as well.
Okay, so there's different types of vaccines, and usually they take years to develop. But this new one, that when you're talking about this coronavirus vaccine, at least the one that's been in the news lately, this one's got some interesting characteristics. It's a new type of vaccine. So when we come back, we got to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, can you talk about the different types of vaccines, first of all, and then what is it that distinguishes this vaccine from all the other ones? And then also, if you see any issues with that, and then what's going on? Why, in your opinion, as a guy who supports vaccinations, what do you think why are people against, not everybody, of course, but why is there an anti-vaxxer kind of movement? I want to hear your take on all that. So we're talking to Dean Fedeli. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll come back with more good health information and talk about vaccines with Dr. Dean Fedeli on The Bright Side right after this.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. I'm talking to Dr. Dean Finelli of the Seyfarth Shaw LLP law firm, I guess. Hey, Dr. Dean, so there's different types of vaccines. Can you talk a little bit about that, and then tell us about this new vaccine, which is kind of interesting. Its mechanism is very fascinating, I find.
Yeah, so, you know, as you mentioned earlier, typically when you're talking vaccine development, you're talking 10 to 15 years. And, you know, these candidates undergo phase 1, phase 2, phase 3 trials, and each trial, phase 1 trial, could take 1 to 2 years or more, phase 2, phase 3, et cetera. So, you know, these are spread out. These are analyzed over the course of years. Here, you know, we're accelerating that because there's an urgent need with the coronavirus. Now, there are three candidates that are in phase three that the U.S. Is focusing on. One is from Pfizer-BioNTech. A second is from Moderna, and a third is from AstraZeneca. Now, what's really interesting is the Pfizer and BioNTech and the Moderna vaccines are what are known as RNA vaccines. Now, these have there's never been an RNA vaccine or an RNA drug administered for this. And what these RNA vaccines are is, you know, the RNA from the antigen, which is the indicative how the body, RNA is what the body uses to make proteins. The RNA from the antigen, particularly the spike protein associated with the coronavirus, is introduced into the body, and the body's cellular machinery would produce the antigen itself. Now, these are in phase three. Currently, they're testing 30,000 patients.
Doc, can I interrupt? I don't mean to interrupt you. I mean, I do mean to interrupt, but I don't mean to be rude. You just said something very fascinating. You said the RNA, then by injecting the RNA, that results in the cell making the antigen. But there's a step in between that's really interesting. The RNA is actually incorporated into the cell's RNA, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. It's incorporated. You're basically
changing your genome. You're changing your genome, correct?
You know, so it wouldn't be passed on, but yet effectively, yeah, you're injecting something into your genome to make the cellular, your cells make this protein that's indicative that would be the antigen that would cause an immune response, yeah.
So you become a GMO.
You're
turning, is that, I mean, it sounds like you're, is that what's happening? You become a GMO?
You know, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, there's certainly, you know, we're not, these are just indicative for the specific spike protein. So it's not as if you're altering your DNA, you know, and then you're going to change your hair color, change your eye color, particular characteristics. You're basically just using your cells to make the protein indicative of the virus. So it's a little different, but interesting.
On the same pathway to being a GMO, but like you say, it's not passed on. But are there DNA vaccines?
Yeah, absolutely. So the AstraZeneca one is that's the DNA vaccine. So it's same principle, except instead of using RNA, you're using DNA.
So does that have are you actually, you know, because viral mechanism, it's said that our genome naturally is 40% to 50% viral. Have you heard this?
I have, yes.
Yeah, so is that kind of what we're doing by introducing these genes, or is it just because it's a gene for an antigen, not a gene for an entire virus?
Yeah, I'd say it's the form, it's the gene for the antigen, not for the entire virus. So you're not actually making your body make the virus. It's sort of like instead of using RNA, certain vaccines will use a surface protein from a virus, and that would be injected, and that would cause the immune response so that when you experience the virus, you know, that surface protein that's indicative of the virus or characteristic of the virus, your body already has an immune, you know, the immune system has already generated an immune response to that, so you're prepared for it.
Why is it that this is faster?
It's, you know, the reason it's faster is just because we're in a pandemic situation. As I mentioned, you know, these phase 1, 2, and 3 trials, typically they're, you do your phase 1, then your phase 2, then your phase 3 sequentially. Here we're doing combined phase 1 and phase 2, phase 2, phase 3. We're doing them so quickly just because, you know, we're in this pandemic situation. Safety is, you know, a concern, and that's the FDA is certainly looking at that. You know, in my opinion, these vaccine candidates that are in phase 3, they appear very safe. So at least in my opinion, from what I've looked at, safety doesn't concern me as much. What I'm more concerned about is, will these actually work, and how long will the immune response last? Will we have this lasting memory response?
How will they know how long it'll last? And just in testing, they won't know, will they?
Yeah, we won't know until we test. Now, certainly, you know, we can extrapolate out, and scientists can extrapolate out. All right, it looks like the immune response is lasting, you know, X amount of time, so it should last, you know, for how long, you know, extrapolate that out. But you're absolutely right. You really don't know until you look at the data.
And so that when you talk about safety issues, well, first of all, it's fast. Let me understand this. It's fast because they bypass some of the safety regulation or safety controls. Is that why it's faster? Or is it faster because the technology doesn't require as much know-how?
Yeah, so I don't think they're not bypassing anything. So certainly the FDA is not going to allow anything even for emergency use until phase 3 trials are complete. So they want to see phase 1 trials. They want to look at safety. And, you know, typically when you're thinking of a vaccine, you're not thinking of, you know, something that's going to cause cancer 5 years down the road. You're looking at more of
immediate
response. Like, yeah, exactly. So do you have hives? Do you have
anaphylaxis?
Exactly. Anaphylaxis, where you needed the EpiPen or something like that. So we haven't really seen any of that in these candidates that are in phase 3. So that's why, in my opinion, at least, the safety profile looks pretty good. It's just a matter of, you know, if something's only 50%, you know, efficacious, you know, that may not really, I mean, it will help, but it's not going to get us where we need to be, get back to so-called normal.
Well, then also, not just efficacy, but some vaccines last 10 years, some last 15 years, some last 1 year. I mean, it depends on what kind of protection are you talking about conferring. And I guess you don't know the answer to that, or nobody knows?
Yeah, we just don't know, and you're absolutely right. This could be like a flu virus where every year we have to go back and get vaccinated again for the coronavirus with the vaccine, or it could be, you know, if we have that long-lasting memory response, you know, maybe it lasts long enough where we can eradicate the virus or at least get it to a place where it's under control. But at this point, we just, you know, I just can't say. We just don't have the data yet.
What about liability issues for
the
companies?
That's a great question. Yeah, so, you know, we're in a pandemic situation. So there's an act that Congress passed called the PREP Act. And what that is any company that is working on countermeasures is the term they use, meaning something to alleviate or help prevent the virus. And, of course, the vaccine candidates would be considered countermeasures. They're immune from liability, the companies. Now, the government does have a fund set up, the Countermeasure Injury Fund. So if a person's injured, there's a trust fund out there that would be available if someone's injured, but the companies per se, as you point out, they're immune from liability.
Unless, do you see that?
Course, you know, they do something fraudulent.
Well, do you see that as a problem for the consumer?
You know, I don't really, because, and this is the reason, because there's so much attention. There's so, whoever's first out of the gate, and even the first few out of the gate, there's going to be so much scrutiny of these companies. There's going to be so much publicity. The last thing they want to do is, you know, put something on the market that doesn't work, and worse, something on the market that hurts people. So I don't think companies are pushing something to the market that's not safe, because it would be just be a disaster. You know, even if they wouldn't be liable per se to someone that's injured, you know, it would just be a disaster, to a publicity disaster, that they launched a vaccine that was, you know, not safe.
Do you consider are you concerned that politics may play a part in this?
I'm very concerned. I mean, you know, politics is definitely playing a part. And as you alluded earlier, you know, certain people are saying they don't want to take the vaccine. You have on one side people that have distrust of the FDA and the CDC. On the other side, you have people that think that these candidates are being forced through quickly before the election just to get a political bump. So, I really wish the politicians would just stay out of it. You know, certainly stop kind of putting this negative publicity on these scientists, particularly Dr. Fauci. I mean, because these guys are, you know, literally Dr. Fauci's dedicated his life to the public health of America. And you can disagree with him, of course, but, you know, to say that he doesn't care or he's not doing something, I think is a little bit harsh. So I think politics really, I wish it would stay out, but unfortunately that's the world we're in now. Politics controls everything.
Dr. Finelli, thank you so much. That was very edifying. I appreciate you coming on the show. Take care and best of luck to you.
My pleasure.
All right. Dean Finelli, Safe Rush Shaw LLP, Dr. Dean Finelli, Doctor of Organic Chemistry. And that is the doctor take on vaccines. It's the mainstream take on vaccines. All right. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for the longevity products, and truthtreatments.com for truth skin health products. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.